Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. How are you doing? Can you believe we are almost at the end of June? So, I don't know about you, but I've been seeing these Instagram memes a lot that say we have 6 months until 2022. So don't let anybody waste your time. The fact is, you shouldn't let anybody waste your time, full stop. Whether or not we have 6 months to go, 3 months to go, a month to go, a day to go. Don't let anybody waste your time, okay? So this week, I'm going to keep it really light because last week we went deep. We went down the rabbit hole. So I'm going to share quite a number of proverbs with you this week and give you the translation and the meaning and just leave it as that. Just call it more tools in your toolbox, because last week was really deep and personal development doesn't always have to be so serious and so deep. You can have fun. So this week I want to have fun with you guys, and I'm going to be sharing 10 or so proverbs that will make you laugh. Now, I love a good Jamaican proverb because they are a creative way of saying something very practical, very sensible, and they have this kind of profound element to them. And I'm sure in most, if not all, cultures, they're are unique ways of saying things. So Jamaica has proverbs. I love sharing them with you. I love sharing my culture with you. And some of them I find absolutely hilarious because only we can say things a certain way. And a quality that Jamaican people have is the ability to laugh at problems or laugh in the midst of adversity. Like, we have a very strong and resilient spirit. We know for tech bad things met joke. So I'm going to be sharing some proverbs with you. Some of them you may know. Some of them you may not know, as was the case for me. There are some of them I was like, wait, what? I don't know this proverb. I mean, I won't presume to think I know all proverbs. But there are some I was like, This is interesting. I've never heard this one before. So I hope you enjoy the proverbs. I hope you find ways to use them. Please drop me a line. Let me know which ones you liked, how you plan to use them. If you've ever used any of them at all, I'd really love to hear from you. Don't be shy. I will be leaving my socials in the show notes. I will also be leaving the email address you can reach me, website. I'll be leaving all different types of ways for you to reach me. So please, I would love to hear from you. Don't be shy. Of course, remember to subscribe to the podcast. Turn your notifications on so you can be reminded when a new episode is out. Yes, I am sticking to my word. I'm producing weekly content. This is now week 5 of a weekly episode. Yay! Round of applause. I'm so proud of myself, and you should be too. So please, subscribe, turn the notifications on. Let's get into it. So, the first proverb I'm going to share with you guys is, when goat laugh, everybody find out say him not have no teeth. When goat laugh, everybody find out say him not have no teeth. The translation is, when the goat laughs, everyone discovers he has no teeth. When the goat laughs, everyone discovers he has no teeth. And the meaning, sometimes it is best to keep quiet so that your flaws or faults are not discovered. Sometimes it is best to keep quiet so that your flaws or faults are not discovered. Interesting, right? Second proverb I'm going to share with you is, little bit of brains can give big mouth trouble. little bit of brains can give big mouth trouble. The translation, a small amount of brains can give a big mouth plenty of trouble. A small amount of brains, in quotation, of course, can give a big mouth plenty of trouble. And the meaning, if you are not very smart or do not have a lot of common sense and you love to talk, you are sure to get into trouble. So think more and speak less. If you're not very smart or do not have a lot of common sense and you love to talk, you are sure to get into trouble. So think more and speak less. I love that one. Some of us could do well to hear this proverb. The third proverb. Cratch and rub can cure kokobe. What? Cratch and rub can cure kokobe. The translation, scratching and rubbing cannot cure kokobe. And kokobe here is a kind of leprosy or kind of skin ailment, right? Scratching and rubbing cannot cure kokobe. And the meaning, sometimes it takes extraordinary measures to fix a situation. Sometimes it takes extraordinary measures to fix a situation. So in this case of the skin ailment, scratching and rubbing is not going to fix the situation. You actually need medication to resolve this issue, right? So that's what this proverb is saying. Confession, I've never heard that one before. Let me know if you know this proverb. You've heard it before. The fourth proverb is, too much callaloo make pepper pot soup taste bitter. Too much callaloo make pepper pot soup taste bitter. The big chefs in the house are like, well, duh. The translation is, too much callaloo gives the pepper pot soup a bitter taste. Too much callaloo gives the pepper pot soup a bitter taste. And the meaning, do all things in moderation. Do all things in moderation. Now, for those of us who are not familiar with callaloo, it's a green leafy veg. What should I liken callaloo to? It doesn't taste or look like kale, but it has the same kind of stalk and green leafy appearance that kale has. It's packaged in bundles the same way kale is packaged. Spinach is packaged. Yeah, that's how callaloo looks. We wash it, you know, clean it up, chop it up nicely, cook it down. Some people add like saltfish to it. Some people cook it as is, but it is something that people can add to soup, hence the proverb. And if you're not careful and you don't know what you're doing, then you can spoil the meal. So that proverb is interesting because it's a very creative and common sense way of reminding us to do our things in moderation, yeah? Don't overdo it. The fifth proverb I'm going to share with you is, when head part stunted, keep a mouth. When head part stunted, keep a mouth. Translation. When the head part, and they're referring to your brain here, is not fully developed, remain quiet. When the head part, your brain, is not fully developed, keep quiet. Meaning, if you're not very smart, or you don't know what you're talking about, and you don't want everyone to know how ignorant you are, then it's best to keep quiet. So if you're not very smart, or you don't know what you're talking about, and you don't want everyone else to know how ignorant you are, then it's best to keep quiet. Another common sense proverb. Now the thing is, how many people are willing to admit that they're not really smart? Or how many people are willing to admit that you just don't have a lot of information or knowledge about a given topic? So you can't participate actively in that conversation because you don't know much about the topic. How many people are willing to admit that? You know, there are people who have no qualms about talking of a topic they have no knowledge of. They have no qualms about talking out of the sides of their necks. You know, so it's important to be self-aware. And for me, that's the underlined theme in this proverb and a couple of the others I've read. You have to be self-aware, because if you don't know that you're not particularly bright or smart, and if you're not willing to admit that you don't know about a given topic, but you're also willing to open your mouth and talk things you don't know, then whatever happens after that is really your business and your own fault and consequences that you'll have to face, right? So in all things, exercise wisdom and self-awareness goes a far way. So that's five proverbs I've shared with you, and I'm going to be sharing, I said 10, but I'm going to keep it to 7. 7 is the number of perfection, so I'm going to be keeping it to 7, okay? This week is going to be light and fun, yeah? So keeping it to 7. So the 6th proverb I'm going to share with you is, if you not have horn, you fi keep out a bullfight. If you not have horn, you fi keep out a bullfight. Translation, if you do not have horns, you should stay out of bullfights. If you do not have horns, you should stay out of bullfights. And the meaning, stay in your lane, or don't take responsibility for things you are not prepared for. So the meaning, stay in your lane, or don't take responsibility for things you're not prepared for. And the 7th and final proverb that I'll be sharing with you this week, you know if you put yourself in a barrel if matches box can't hold you. You know if you put yourself in a barrel if matches box can't hold you. The translation, you mustn't put yourself in a barrel if you can fit in a matchbox. You mustn't put yourself in a barrel if you can fit in a matchbox. Meaning, don't think too highly of yourself, or be humble. Meaning, don't think too highly of yourself or be humble. Now, that's an interesting proverb, because some of us would argue that we should think highly of ourselves, right? We should have a great opinion of ourselves and the things that we can do. But for me, this proverb is really talking about being honest with yourself about the limitations you have, right? That's the sentiment I get from this proverb. For me, what's a limitation? Putting myself on the spot. What is a limitation? Okay, I'm gonna share something. I don't know how to ride a bicycle. People are like, wait, what? She doesn't, what? Yes, I said it. I don't know how to ride a bicycle. It's just one of those things. I like to stay in the house and read and play with my dolls. I'd climb mango trees, yes, but I didn't learn how to ride a bicycle. I mean, I could have learned any time, but whatever. That's not the point. The point is, that's a limitation I have. So I would never take it upon myself to go and enter a competition that requires me to know how to cycle. I mean, I could. Yes, I definitely have to learn. But I wouldn't kid myself to thinking, oh, I can go enter Tour de France and I'm going to be number one, because I'm competing against people who have been cycling since their eyes, that any, right? That's an expression to say, since they were super young, they probably learned how to cycle before they could walk. So it'd be presumptuous of me to think, no experience cycling, no experience competitively cycling, and to take it upon myself to say, not only am I going to compete in a major competition like Tour de France and win, not to say it couldn't happen, but you know, so that's the sentiment I get from this proverb. Be humble. There's nothing wrong with being humble. There's also nothing wrong with thinking highly of yourself, having a good opinion about yourself, but it must not cross the line of fanciful or vain imagination. Like, think highly of yourself, yes. Keep it realistic, right? Let me know what you think about that proverb or any of the other proverbs I've shared with you. Some of them I did get a good chuckle out of. I hope you did too. I hope you will have reasons and cause to share these proverbs in a good way. I'm wishing for good experiences here because these are very profound sayings. And if you are all about being profound and sharing and imparting wisdom with your friends and your family and your loved ones, I just gave you 7 proverbs you can use. Don't worry, I will be listing them in the show notes. I'll be giving the proverb itself. I'll be giving the translation for those of us who are not fluent in Patois. And I'll be giving the meaning as well. So don't worry, I got you. So, beautiful souls, keeping this week's episode light and short and sweet. Like I said, personal development does not always have to be so serious. Like the Joker would say, why so serious? Doesn't always have to be. So I hope you had fun. I hope I shared a proverb or two that you did not know. You know, you learned something this episode. I hope you're inspired to go out and find more proverbs and just take a walk down memory lane and just reminisce on, you know, that one time granny said this, or one time, you know, a parent or somebody said something that you found to be really funny but also profound. Let me know your favorite proverb if you have one. Please, by all means, share this episode with your friends, your family, your network. Remember, there is a blog. Yes, I also write weekly, so please support the blog. If you love to read as much as you love to listen, then I will be dropping the link to the blog so you can go knock yourselves out and happy reading. Also, there is a YouTube channel, so if you are also a fan of video, go check out the YouTube channel as well. I will be putting the link in the show notes. So I have all bases covered. You like to listen, you like to read, you like to watch videos, I got you. I'm covering all the bases, right? Share everything with your friends and your network. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it like food. There is plenty to go around. Thank you so much for your support, for your listenership. Again, I had a blast creating this week's episode. I'll be back next week. Yes, I said it. You can count on me. I will be back next week with another new and fun and profound episode for you. And until next time, remember, there are 2 sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view. So catch you next week. Bye.